أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا أولئك الذين لعنهم الله ومن يلعن الله فلن تجد له نصيرا. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the evil and the treacherous system of the Yahud in the previous ayat. Another terrible quality of them is explained here, that the Jews had so much of hatred for the Muslims and Islam, and that though they were, the Jews are supposed to be also muwahideen, believing in one Allah, but they gave preference over the mushrikeen of Makkah, who believed in idols, over the Muslims. So the Jews had this enmity to such a great extent that with their ulama and leaders, they made a group of 70 people and they went to Makkah Sharif to meet the Quraysh and to solicit their support in fighting and eradicating Islam and the Muslims from Medina Sharif, which had become the capital for Islam. The Quraysh of Mecca welcomed them very greatly and hosted them in a very great way and promised them that we will support you and we will not hold back in fighting the Muslims in any way whatsoever. But they said that we are illiterate people. You people, the Jews, you are the learned people. You have got the book of Allah. So tell us, whose religion is better, ours or that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One of the leaders, Ka'ab ibn Ashraf, was one of the worst enemies of Islam. He told them, tell us, what is your deen about? He asked the Quraysh. Abu Sufyan replied and said, We look after the Hajis when they come for Hajj, and we host the guests, we set free the prisoners, and we occupy and make ibadat at the Kaaba, at the Haram, and we make its tawaf, etc. And we are the people who live here in the Haram. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has turned away from the religion of his forefathers. He has broken up family ties and he has separated himself from the Haram. And our religion, Abu Sufyan said, the religion of the Quraysh is an old religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with a new religion. On that, Ka'ab ibn Ashraf said that by Allah, compared to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's religion, your religion is more better. Just shows that how it was impossible, but they gave preference over idol worship over Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And the Jews then, worse than that, just to make the Quraysh happy, they made sajda to their idols also. It's inconceivable, unbelievable, that people who believe in Tawheed, oneness of Allah, that they would make sajda to the idols. On that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala revealed this ayat, that haven't you seen those people who were given part of the scriptures, that is the Torah, and that they believe now in Shaitan and the idols. They didn't really believe, but just that they supported them and they made that one sajda, though not in what the aqidah that they believe that these idols can do anything, but just to make the Quraysh happy, that also has been termed as idol worship by Allah Ta'ala. So we should be very careful of going to worship in the churches, temples, etc. As today, unfortunately, with regard to the interfaith, our people also go to the churches and go to the temples and go and see and partake in the worship of the other people there. The Quran calls it that you are part of it, though in your heart you know you don't believe in idols, etc. But being there and witnessing it and being part of it, just being present there, you are included in part of that. وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and then they tell the people of Kufr, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, who are pure idol worshippers, that they are more better than the believers. They have a rank more higher than the genuine believers who believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. For such people, Allah says, the curses of Allah upon such people. And whoever Allah curses, that person won't find support anywhere or from anyone in anything. Allah Ta'ala guide us and let us believe in the oneness of Allah and be very careful that in any action, who we support, who we mix with, all these things must not lead us to the position that we go out of the fold of Islam. May Allah guide us and have mercy on us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.